Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 15th, 2019. In today's news, a pair of office towers in China will receive ThyssenKrupp twin elevators. Luca Pizzini has been chosen to lead the European Lift Association. The International Association of Elevator Consultants is welcoming presentations for its upcoming forum in Reno, Nevada. Indications are that construction could start soon on the tallest building on New York City's Fifth Avenue. And East India Railways is planning to expedite installation of new elevators and escalators.
By 2022, 24 custom-designed ThyssenKrupp twin elevators featuring two cars operating in a single shaft will be installed in the two 250-meter-tall office towers that make up Forte Financial Island 4 in the business district of Chengdu, China. 8 units each will reach maximum speeds of up to 6 meters per second. The developer is the Forte Group, which has completed numerous major projects in Shanghai, Beijing, Nanjing, and Tianjin. ThyssenKrupp observed twin increases transport capacity, improves energy efficiency, and frees up floor space since it minimizes the number of shafts.
The European Lift Association, or ELA, has named Luca Pizzini its Secretary General, effective January 14th. Pizzini is located in Brussels, where ELA is headquartered. He has lobbied and worked for associations, including the European Commission, for more than 25 years, most recently as manager responsible for institutional relations at Confindustria Bergamo in Bergamo, Italy. Pizzini is an Italian citizen with a master's degree in economics and is fluent in Italian, English, and French.
IAEC, the International Association of Elevator Consultants, has requested presentation proposals for its IAEC Forum 2019 being held at the Renaissance Reno Downtown Hotel in Reno, Nevada, on April 30th through May 3rd. IAEC asks that those submitting proposals fill out a special form online and email it to Executive Director Sheila Sweat by January 31st. Proposals will be reviewed by the IAEC Education Committee. You can find the form and contact Sweat by following the links in the item at elevatorworld.com/news.
New York Yimby provided an update on a 76-story, 920-foot-tall tower containing residences and a hotel that could be the tallest building on Fifth Avenue in New York City. On the northern corner of Fifth Avenue and West 43rd Street, 520 Fifth Avenue is being developed by Arthur Hooper of Cerruzzi Properties and the U.S. Division of Shanghai Municipal Investments. Quoting The Real Deal, the source says Madison Equities could also get involved soon, an encouraging sign that construction could start. The plan calls for a three-story retail podium topped by 145 residential units in a 208-room hotel spanning 21 floors within a tapering glassy tower.
India's East Central Railway plans to expedite installation of vertical transportation equipment at all A1, A, and C category stations, the Times of India reports. A1 and A stations are primarily for passengers, while C stations depend mostly on transport of goods for revenue. Installation of escalators has been completed at 5 stations, including Patna Junction. Many other stations are also set to get new equipment, part of an overall effort that will see new escalators at 13 stations and new lifts at 14 in the first phase. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.